Good evening. This is How Much is the Doggy? And this is an above top secret dot com podcast reply to the 2 out of 3 Amigos episode 3 about the World Trade Center Building 7 topic. Now you've gotten enough replies in text, and I think I'll give a little reply in a podcast for a change. Now, I watched it live on TV. I watched 9/11 live on TV, like a lot of people. And I'm an engineer. I use CAD. I use a lot of CAE, computer-aided engineering software. I've worked in the field of failure. I have experience in buildings, building engineering, and whatever the experts say, all I can tell you is, as far as I'm concerned, buildings do not fall down like that. They do fall down like that if you intend them to, but by accident or by some other means, buildings do not fall down like the two World Trade Tower centers fell down. Now, I've seen Valhalla's work, and it's very impressive. But the thing I have the problem with is, if the building was hit on one side, and these fires were burning on one side of the building, and the steel failed, and we're talking about steel that's stretched all the way down to the ground, which conducts heat, but yet still fails. Why didn't the building topple over rather than fall straight down like it did? How was it that all four corners of the building failed almost simultaneously to allow it to fall down in such a pancake effect? And if it was due to heat, how was it that the second building that was hit fell before the first building that was hit? Now, these are things that just don't seem right to me. I'm sure there's plenty of people who come on and give me facts and figures, but my gut feeling is it just isn't right. It just doesn't feel right, it doesn't look right. You talk about explosives, whether explosives were used in bringing down the building, and the point is made that either explosives were there from a few days or a week beforehand, or else they were planted in the interim. Not so highly unlikely they're planted in the interim, very, very highly unlikely. If they were planted in a period beforehand, I don't think it would be too difficult to do if they intended to do it. But I think while we are here and you have people investigating this and thinking about this in such great detail, those minds are put working trying to figure out how it happened, that we're forgetting not why it happened, but since it's happened, what has been done. I think the basic line we can take here is this. The administration of the United States failed miserably on September 11, 2001. Miserably. Anybody in any job in the world had failed in such a similar fashion, and they would be fired. No excuses, yet they're still in power. Something has to be done about that. Some questions have to be asked about that. They failed miserably. It was their fault. Never mind the technical side of things, whether how the buildings fell down and why they fell down. Even though it's a precedent in history that buildings of such a size fall down. We can ask these questions later on. For the minute, we have to ask how it happened, why it happened, and what's been done since. Because I think one of the biggest crimes here is how the capital earned on that day from the lives of those people has been used since. How every time something needs to be pushed through the administration, that the words 9/11 are used to invoke some sort of fear or some sort of indignation that needs something to be done. So while we're here debating the heating and melting point of steel, people are dying. Decisions are being made. And people have to think about whether is it a distraction or what. So that's my podcast reply to this particular thread. Good night.